Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a thrifty shopper and ace your exam. Are you preparing for the IELTS speaking test and wondering how to tackle questions about describing people? In this article, we'll focus on a common topic, describing a person who likes to buy things at low prices. We'll provide you with sample answers, essential vocabulary, and expert tips to help you excel in your IELTS speaking exam. Understanding the topic. The topic of describing a thrifty shopper is quite common in IELTS speaking tests. It falls under the broader category of describing people and their habits, which examiners often use to assess candidates' ability to discuss everyday topics. This subject is likely to remain relevant in future exams as it relates to universal experiences and economic behaviors. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1 of the IELTS speaking test, you may encounter questions related to shopping habits and preferences. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you like shopping? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I enjoy shopping, especially when I'm looking for good deals. It's satisfying to find quality items at reasonable prices. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely, I find shopping quite enjoyable, particularly when I'm on the hunt for bargains. There's a certain thrill in unearthing hidden gems at discounted prices, and I appreciate the sense of accomplishment that comes with making savvy purchases. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a person who likes to buy things at low prices. You should say who this person is, what kind of things they like to buy, how they find low prices, and explain why you think they like to buy things at low prices. Sample answer. Band 8-9. I'd like to talk about my Aunt Sarah, who is renowned in our family for her exceptional ability to snag incredible deals. She's in her mid-40s and has elevated bargain hunting to an art form. Sarah is particularly passionate about finding discounts on high-end fashion items and home decor. She has an uncanny knack for spotting designer pieces at a fraction of their original cost. Her wardrobe is a testament to her skills, boasting an impressive collection of brand-name clothing and accessories, all acquired at remarkably low prices. Her methods for finding these deals are quite ingenious. She's an avid user of price comparison websites and has cultivated relationships with sales associates at various stores who tip her off about upcoming sales. Sarah also religiously follows discount codes and cashback websites, maximizing her savings on every purchase. Perhaps her most impressive strategy is her patience. She's willing to wait for months to buy an item she wants, knowing that prices will eventually drop. I believe Sarah's love for buying things at low prices stems from a combination of factors. Firstly, there's the obvious financial benefit. She's able to maintain a lifestyle that might otherwise be beyond her means. Secondly, I think she genuinely enjoys the thrill of the hunt. For her, finding a good deal is like solving a complex puzzle, and the satisfaction she derives from it is palpable. Lastly, I suspect it gives her a sense of control over her finances and consumption habits in an era where overspending is all too common. In essence, Sarah's approach to shopping is not just about saving money, it's a skill she's honed, a hobby she's passionate about, and a lifestyle choice that aligns with her values of financial prudence and resourcefulness. Follow-up questions. Do you think it's important to save money when shopping? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I think it's important to save money when shopping. It helps us manage our finances better and avoid overspending. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely. I believe that saving money while shopping is crucial for several reasons. Firstly, it promotes financial responsibility and helps individuals maintain a healthy budget. Moreover, it encourages us to be more mindful consumers, evaluating our needs versus our wants. Additionally, the habit of seeking value for money can lead to more sustainable consumption patterns, which is increasingly important in today's world. What are some effective ways to find good deals? Band 6-7. Answer. Some effective ways to find good deals include comparing prices online, using coupons, and shopping during sales seasons. Band 8-9. Answer. There are numerous strategies for uncovering excellent deals. One of the most effective approaches is to leverage technology by using price comparison websites and apps that track price fluctuations. Additionally, Signing up for newsletters from favorite brands can provide early access to sales and exclusive discounts. Timing is also crucial. Shopping during off-seasons or end-of-season sales can lead to substantial savings. Lastly, exploring secondhand or refurbished options can often yield high-quality items at a fraction of the original cost. Part 3. Two-way discussion. How do you think consumer behavior has changed in recent years? Band 6-7 answer. Consumer behavior has changed a lot recently. People are shopping online more and looking for better deals. They also care more about sustainable products now. Band 8-9 answer. Consumer behavior has undergone a significant transformation in recent years, driven by technological advancements and shifting societal values. One of the most notable changes is the dramatic increase in online shopping, which has revolutionized the retail landscape. Consumers now have unprecedented access to information, allowing them to make more informed decisions and easily compare prices across multiple platforms. Another key shift is the growing emphasis on sustainability and ethical consumption. Many consumers, particularly younger generations, are increasingly prioritizing eco-friendly and socially responsible products, even if they come at a premium price. This shift in values has prompted many brands to reassess their practices and offer more sustainable options. Furthermore, we're seeing a rise in the sharing economy and subscription-based services, which reflect a move away from traditional ownership models. This trend suggests that consumers are placing greater value on experiences and access rather than possession. Lastly, the impact of social media on consumer behavior cannot be overstated. Influencer marketing has become a powerful force, with many consumers looking to social media personalities for product recommendations and lifestyle inspiration. Q. Do you think the trend of buying secondhand items will continue to grow? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I think the trend of buying secondhand items will continue to grow. It's becoming more popular because it's cheaper and better for the environment. Band 8-9. Answer. I'm confident that the trend of purchasing secondhand items will not only continue, but significantly expand in the coming years. This growth is being driven by several factors. Firstly, there's an increasing awareness of the environmental impact of consumerism, and buying secondhand is seen as a more sustainable alternative to constantly purchasing new products. Secondly, the economic benefits are compelling, especially in times of financial uncertainty. Secondhand purchases allow people to access higher quality items or luxury brands that might otherwise be out of their budget. Moreover, the stigma once associated with secondhand goods has largely dissipated, particularly among younger generations. In fact, vintage and pre-loved items are often seen as unique and desirable. The rise of online platforms dedicated to secondhand sales has also made it easier than ever to buy and sell used items. These platforms have created a more efficient and trustworthy marketplace for secondhand goods. Lastly, I believe this trend aligns with a broader shift towards minimalism and decluttering, as popularized by figures like Marie Kondo. People are becoming more mindful about their possessions and are more willing to pass on items they no longer need. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high score in your IELTS speaking test, incorporate these advanced words and phrases. Bargain hunter, noun. Bargain hunter, someone who looks for things to buy at low prices. Example, my aunt is a skilled bargain hunter who always finds the best deals. Frugal, adjective, frugal, economical in use or expenditure, prudently saving or sparing, not wasteful. Example, his frugal lifestyle allows him to save a significant portion of his income. Thrifty, adjective, thrifty, using money and other resources carefully and not wastefully. Example, her thrifty habits have helped her accumulate substantial savings over the years. To snag a deal, to sned deal, to get or obtain a good price for something. Example, I managed to snag a great deal on a new laptop during the Black Friday sales. Savvy, adjective, savvy, having practical knowledge and understanding of something. Example, as a savvy shopper, she always knows where to find the best discounts. Tips from an IELTS speaking examiner. To excel in your IELTS speaking test, consider these expert tips. Practice extensively. Regularly describe people and situations to improve your fluency and vocabulary. Use advanced vocabulary. Incorporate sophisticated words and phrases relevant to the topic. provide detailed examples. Support your points with specific scenarios to demonstrate your language skills. Maintain coherence. Ensure your ideas flow logically from one point to the next. Show enthusiasm. Engage with the topic enthusiastically to showcase your communication skills. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about using complex language, but also about communicating your ideas clearly and confidently. Good luck with your preparation. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.